You've landed on Mom Swipes Left, a podcast with two middle-aged women, one of which believes her pee hole is getting bigger. On today's show, we have an exploding animals quiz. Enjoy!
Welcome back to Mom Swipes Left. This is episode 243. I am your host, Jen.
And I'm your host, Carol.
How you doing today, Carol?
I'm doing great.
How are you doing? It's a shitty day out.
This rain. Mm-hmm. It's dark out.
I know. That bites my asshole.
Already. It's already too dark.
Are we turning clocks back this year?
Yes.
There's always a rumor that that's not happening.
I think we are because I haven't heard differently. It happens in November.
I don't understand why the communications for that are so shoddy. Yeah. Do you remember way back in the day, you didn't turn your clocks, spring forward.
Yeah.
You didn't turn your clocks forward until maybe late April, May.
Really?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden.
It was March. Yeah.
No notice.
But thank God.
No, I'm not arguing for it. I just remember hearing what?
Get rid of it. I think we talk about this every fucking
time. We do, because we only get like 4 hours of daylight
at
the worst of it, so it's a big deal for us.
It is. Not so much for you Floridians or Californians.
Oh, yeah. I don't even think they notice a difference.
No, they don't care.
Shitless grievances, have you any?
I don't believe that I do.
Are you excited for me to go to work with you tomorrow?
I am so excited. It starts tomorrow.
I am excited,
too. The gang is back together.
Hey, Croach, guess what? They're coworkers.
These people are like this all the time.
Yes.
This isn't like a front or a personality they're putting on. They're not playing a character. These are two supremely annoying women who have found each other somehow and bonded like fucking chemicals. You know what I mean?
Hard to hear,
but so true.
Oh my God. Our coworkers detest us.
Fucking hate us.
We will keep you all updated.
Yes, we will.
I have a grievance.
Mm.
Let me try to explain why I think my pee hole has gotten larger.
Okay.
And this might be a question for Dr. Steve.
Ooh. We haven't had a question for Dr. Steve.
No, we haven't, and we really need one.
Yeah, okay.
I am not doing anything with my urethra.
You're not like, what do they call that?
Sounding.
Yeah.
I'm not putting anything in it.
I'm really glad to hear that, Jenny.
I'm not touching it, because I can hold my pee.
Yeah.
It used to be that my typical pee would be a 10 count or a 12 count.
Yeah.
Because I tend to count things.
Okay.
It's sort of my autism, maybe? I don't know. And I count things. Here's a little interesting tidbit.
Mm.
I count things by clicking my back molars.
Okay.
I don't know if it can.
That's really weird. Okay.
I think a lot of people do it.
I'm sure you're right.
In the last couple of weeks, I have noticed that my urgency to pee is the same as it always was.
Mm-hmm.
It's not more frequent.
Okay.
But when I go, it's no longer a 10 or 12 count.
What is it?
It's like a 5 to 7 count.
Oh, that's fast.
And it feels fast. It feels like whoosh, right out my pee hole.
Huh.
Like I can't actually see, but it feels like my pee hole is flapping with force. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Honestly.
I'm taking you very seriously.
The only thing that has changed is my age.
Mm.
Do pee holes stretch out as you get older?
I kind of bet that he's going to bring up like some sort of muscle thing. And you know how you've got the sphincter in there and it gets weakened over time. That's why we pee ourselves when we're older.
But if I'm still only peeing like once every 10 hours.
Yeah. Which is fucking a long time.
But I mean, I don't get up to pee at night.
I don't either. Mostly because I refuse.
Well, yeah.
You know, fuck it.
So I'm not noticing a frequency issue.
Okay. I think this is a question for Dr. Steve. Let's send this to him and see what he says. I've never heard of a pee hole getting bigger. Well, I'm not going to rule it out.
I tried to Google, is my pee hole getting bigger with age?
Mm.
And it was all about...
sounding?
No, actually, there was nothing about the pee hole proper.
Yeah.
It was all about the bladder and strengthening and all that stuff. Because Bing would be like, is your frequency more often? And I would say, no, I feel like my pee hole... is flapping with force. Like there's a lot more liquid exiting the pee hole in a second.
In a faster period of time.
Exactly.
Okay. interesting.
What if I have a tear?
You don't have a tear. You'd feel that.
I would think so.
For sure you would.
Okay.
This is very interesting stuff, Jenny. Yeah.
So that's a grievance with my pee hole.
Yeah.
I guess. Actually, I mean, if I were really push comes to shove, it's less time in the pot. So I don't really care.
Right. As long as it's okay.
Right.
And if it's not, if it's some kind of muscle control thing, then you just go get fingered. I mean...
I guess.
That's where we are today.
Yeah,
in
but
this
you
life.
Can't, they don't finger your pee hole.
No, but they'll finger your vagina to get your bladder and everything in shape. That's the sphincter, that whole, it's all of it's a all, piece.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
And all of a sudden I'm pissing blood.
Shut up. No, I'm joking. I have pissed blood before from a UTI.
You could see the blood in the
pot. Oh, absolutely.
That's horrifying.
Literally pissed blood. Yeah. You know that it's happening because it hurts a lot. It's not like
blood?
A surprise.
Like period blood? Clots?
No. It's more of a stream. It's in your pee. Yeah, it's awful.
Ew.
I don't ever want to get one of those again. Now that I am in a monogamous relationship, we hope, I don't get those anymore. Because my body's used to Joel's fauna
jizz.
And flora.
His jizz.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's true.
Does he ever come like right on your clit?
Dude.
What?
That is private. Also, I wouldn't know. I don't give a shit where he's.
Oh, you don't say, baby, come right on my clit?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. He loves it when I say that.
How was that?
That was good.
I'm working on it, man.
Good for you. Can I just tell you quickly a most satisfying evening I had?
Yeah.
Friday night.
Okay.
I think you and I have talked off air about how I've never had an ingrown hair.
True.
I think what I experienced was an ingrown hair.
Yeah.
I had this pimple right here. You can still see the leavings of it.
Yeah.
That just kept erupting and then subsiding, but it didn't go away.
Okay.
And I was like, fuck this. Mm. So I was sitting on my perch and I got my tweezers out.
Yeah.
And I started poking and picking at it.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I picked the head off.
Yeah.
And then I could feel a pokey thing. So I went in with my tweezers.
Yeah.
Pulled out this corkscrew red hair.
How is it red?
I don't know. And it okay. was about, like, if you pull, if you stretched out the corkscrew.
Yeah.
It was not quite an inch.
Wow.
I tried to save it and then
impressive.
I sneezed and it was on the floor somewhere there. Right?
Okay.
Then it bled a little bit. So I put some toilet paper on it.
Yeah.
And then I started feeling it and I was like, God damn it. If there's not another pokey thing.
Sometimes there's two.
Pulled out a long, very, very fine white hair.
Oh, God.
That was over an inch.
Yeah.
That one I didn't keep because it kind of grossed me out.
Yeah, gross.
It had a super, you know, as somebody who plucks a lot, I like to feel the top and the bottom to see how wiry it is.
Okay.
And this one, there was no wiriness to it, but it had a super sticky bottom.
Ew, gross.
And yeah, that's what I did. I was like, and I just flicked it off my finger.
Ew.
It's on the floor, too.
Well, of course it is.
Then,
oh!
Today, as I was driving into an appointment, I went and I felt it. Another one. Pulled out another. This was a wiry white hair, but it was from the same fucking
pore.
Yes. Three
that,
fur.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens.
Unbelievable.
Read about it.
I guess I
there
should.
There are pores that shoot out two or three hairs.
Well, now this whole boil that's on my face.
It's not a boil. I can't even see
no,
it.
No, I know, but whatever it is,
yeah.
it should.
It should.
Unless
yeah.
we get a couple more in the mailbox.
Find out. I had another encounter of like someone put on Facebook, if I'm ever in a coma, I don't care about anything, but you got to come and like wax my face. And I said, I can't tell you how many times I've thought of this.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, me and my kids, we have a pact. And I'm like, I don't have fucking kids. Can your kids come and fuck waxing?
No, just pluck it.
Because that means you have to grow it long enough to wax
it. Yeah. No, you got
to
pluck it.
You guys don't understand what it's like to have all this facial hair. It's terrible.
Yeah. I'm horrible feeling around. I mean, I spend
it's awful.
An hour a night plucking.
I tried the laser.
Here, come over here.
Yeah.
Come over here. Feel. Go that way.
It's not. It's still. Look for this.
Let me see. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Yeah. I tried the laser.
Doesn't even
me
touch
too. It. Doesn't even touch it.
I did
it.
Electrolysis as a teenager. I did laser later
Are
on
we
in
just
life.
Too manly? Like, what has happened?
I don't know.
Like, what?
I mean, the hair on my balls, I cannot get rid of it.
It's a difficult area. It is.
All right, next up. I got a little quiz for you, Carol. It's about exploding animals.
Yay!
Some of these are true and some of these are false.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I think that was my sneakers.
Do it again. Oh, Jesus! She's like, wait, do it again. Get it, Pooh! Get it! What is happening?
Do it again.
Exploding animals, a quiz. In 2005, there was an incident in Hamburg, Germany, where over 1,000 toads exploded on the banks of a pond.
That's awful.
True or not true?
True.
You are right. This most well-publicized incident of amphibians exploding happened around the lakes of Altona district in Germany. Over 1,000 toads swelled up and burst, causing their internal organs to fly out.
Yeah!
This led to the area being named as the Pond of Death.
Oh, Jesus.
By the press.
That's kind of awesome.
The scientists were perplexed as to why the toad's natural defense reflex expand in the face of a predator appeared to have suddenly gone horribly wrong.
Boom.
But a man named Frank Muchman finally solved the riddle. It turns out that the finger of blame is squarely pointed at the area's crow population. Upon examining the corpses of recently exploded toads, he discovered that they all had tiny round incisions on their backs, typical of those made by a crow's beak.
Okay.
The birds had figured out that the best part of a toad to eat was the liver.
Delicious.
And they removed them through the toad's backs to prevent ingesting the poison on the skin.
Oh.
When the toads realized that their liver was being eaten, their natural reaction was to puff up defensively.
And they blew up.
As the liver is responsible for holding the toad's internal organs in place, this caused the lungs to expand uncontrollably, leading to their rupture.
That is fantastic.
Isn't that amazing? I don't understand why it's not happening all over the place, though. We all have crows.
Maybe it's happening in smaller numbers. You don't notice it. Or maybe they have the smart crows.
You know what I hate? After a rain like we're having right now, I get up in the morning, I go into my car.
Yeah.
And you can smell squished frog.
Yeah.
That smell is...
And that, just that look when you're driving down the road.
With of just guts just, and innards.
And just little white specks and they're like...
Oh, yeah. Up here, they're not even specks. I mean, you can see intestines.
Yeah.
Fucking nasty. Next. Ants in Borneo, when they detect a threat, expand their abdomens until they explode, covering their enemy in poisonous curry-like paste.
No, that's a lie.
It is true.
Damn it. See how serious I went into that, though?
Aptly named... Colobosis exploding ants have a rather drastic way of dealing with predators. These small reddish ants lack defense mechanisms such as stings. When colobosis explosions, when the ants detect a threat, they give out a warning by showing their enemy their rumps. If this doesn't work, the ants clamp down on the predator with their jaws and tighten their abdomens till they blow up, releasing a poisonous yellow fluid with an unusual curry-like scent.
Wow.
It is fatal for the individuals who have exploded themselves.
Yes.
But protects the rest of the colony.
Well, isn't that selfless?
Very altruistic.
Dumbasses.
Next, in 2012, an unknown virus infected thousands of star-nosed moles, causing them to drink until their stomachs exploded.
What? That seems unnatural.
True or false?
All right, true.
False.
Fuck you.
I just love the star-nosed moles. They're so cute.
And they're cute.
A 50-ton sperm whale exploded on beachgoers in Taiwan in 2004.
Correct.
You know that.
No. It just seems like they could explode.
You are correct.
Was it beached and it was just like full of
So this isn't
gas?
Yeah, this one feels a little bit not right. They didn't explode themselves on purpose.
Okay.
The unfortunate creature had washed up on a Taiwanese beach. It was decided that the whale should be transported to a research facility as its colossal 50-ton weight meant
Damn.
That it took workers 13 hours to load it into a trailer, during which time it became bloated with gas.
Yeah.
The whale attracted a large amount of attention from bystanders, who were then all sprayed with blood when the whale detonated, causing its internal organs to explode into the streets. Locals were forced to wear masks to block out the stench as they performed a mammoth cleanup operation.
Gross.
Can you imagine the smell?
That's pretty awesome, though.
Here's the thing. If I saw a bloated whale,
yeah,
I would run.
You'd get the fuck out of there.
We actually just talked about this off air, about the people, again, with the 9-11s, standing there taking pictures of the buildings.
Mm-mm.
I would have run like
out
shit.
Of there. I would have been thing miles
with a,
away.
With a bloated whale.
Truth.
Get the fuck out of Dodge.
See that whale just getting bigger and bigger? Oh, you got to go.
What do you think it sounds like?
I think it sounds like much.
I think that there's a stretching sound.
Really?
Like,
maybe.
If you get really close to it, put your ear to it.
It's not super detectable, but then when that boom happens, it's probably like a bomb goes off.
Male glass frogs have such thin abdominal skin that the act of ejaculating explodes their organs, making sperm more motile.
That's ridiculous. No.
You're right. I made that up.
That does not seem natural.
No, but I used the word motile. Thank you.
I know. It was good.
Thanks.
I'm not going to lie.
Bats were outfitted with tiny bomb backpacks in World War II and were used to fly into enemy territory with ease.
I think that's a no, but I'm going to say yes.
It is true.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's a
awesome
picture.
Oh, but then they exploded.
It's a sizable backpack.
Yeah, it's not small.
Yeah.
So they flew in.
So following the Pearl Harbor attack, a dentist from Pennsylvania called Lighty Adams came up with a novel idea of using bats to bomb Japanese cities after observing the creature's behavior while on vacation in New Mexico.
Okay, that's kind of mean, though.
He reasoned bats could penetrate all areas of the country, starting fires and causing chaos without excessive loss of life.
Okay, except for the bat's life. I like bats. And it makes me a little sad.
Well, he decided to use Mexican free-tailed bats.
Oh, well, that's okay.
And he designed a tiny bomb for the creatures to carry. But it turned out that bombing a city using bats was fraught with difficulty. For one thing, the bats had to be cooled and transported on ice to keep them in a state of hibernation.
Right, so they didn't rebel.
And then a special container had to be designed to release the bats midair.
Mm.
And during a test run, some of the bats were let loose by accident, which led to the air hangar catching fire and exploding. Eventually, the project was abandoned, but a total of $2 million was spent on developing
this
exploding bats.
This is when you let men be in charge of shit, right? It's dumb men.
Next. In French Guiana, a species of termites have colony defenders that cultivate backpacks of poisonous blue fluid that explodes and poisons their enemies.
I don't know how you can make that up. I mean, maybe you did, but I'm going to say yes.
You are correct. Look at them. Here it is. The explosive termite backpack.
Oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A species of termites in French Guiana defend their colony by blowing themselves up in the face of their enemies. These ants carry a sack of poisonous blue fluids on their backs, dubbed as explosive backpacks. They gradually fill with toxic crystals throughout the course of the animal's lives, which means that the oldest individuals have the largest backpacks.
So it's coming from their actual body?
Yeah, they make it. When the older termites aren't so good at performing jobs for the colony, such as foraging for food,
they're like, go blow some shit up.
They become the defenders under attack.
That's awesome.
When a predator threatens the colony, elderly termites explode their backpacks in their direction, showering them with toxic blue liquid.
Now we're talking.
All right, so let's extrapolate for a moment.
That's a job for old people. Let's get it going.
Why aren't we utilizing old people to get rid of people that we don't want anymore?
Or, you know, just assassins. Like, yeah. I know a lot of old people who would be like, fuck yes. I'm going to be a fucking assassin.
Right.
I'm going to go take someone out that needs to be taken out. That's my life's purpose.
Right.
Because otherwise, I'm just sitting here looking at my terrible feet and eating something that I've microwaved. Life is meaningless.
And I can't even wipe my own ass.
Yeah, let me strap on a backpack and go get what's getting done. When I'm old, sign me up.
Okay. The world's longest animal, the siphonosphore.
Wow.
It's that big, long worm thing.
Okay.
Is luckily a deep sea dweller, as the few humans who have been stung by this Portuguese man-o-war relative have literally exploded body parts due to massive swelling.
Gross. I'm going to say yes.
Balls.
You're an ass.
I made that up.
That was good. You threw the man of war in there.
Male seahorses, if engaged in combat while carrying pups, will explode their abdominal hood, which kills the male, but gives the perhaps underdeveloped babies a chance at survival.
Untrue.
You were correct. How'd you know?
I don't know. I just guessed.
Oh, you're on to me.
I just guessed. Mm-hmm.
In 2014, a group of 90 flatulent cows caused a cow shed in Rosdorf, Germany, to explode.
I believe that.
That is true. 90 cows, each of whom produces up to 500 liters of methane gas every single day, caused dangerously high levels to build up inside the building. The ignition started because of static electricity. So somebody walked in shuffling over a rug, touched a light switch, boom.
Or just, you know, cool air.
What?
If it's cold out, it's like fall. I'm so full of static all the time.
Yeah, but that's not because of cold air.
It is.
It's because you're rubbing up against shit.
No, it's because of cold air.
I don't buy it.
Well, shut up.
Okay. The blast damaged the roof and injured one of the bovines.
Only one?
Yeah, who had to be treated for burns.
Aww. That's amazing, though.
Mm-hmm.
They blew that shit up with their farts and only one got hurt.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you did actually quite well.
Yeah, good quiz, Jenny.
Thanks, Carol. Next up, Carol, you have a quiz for me. I'm so jacked.
I know that you love an acronym.
I do.
And so I've made an acronym quiz.
Okay.
These are everyday words that you're used to that are actually acronyms or abbreviations. SCUBA is actually an acronym for something.
Underwater breathing apparatus.
That's very close.
No, but I'm thinking of the SC.
Yep.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Yes! Well done.
Thank you.
All right. Laser. That's tough, right? Starts with light.
Oh, geez. Light-assisted sensory. Am I right?
No.
I have no idea.
Light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
Oh, Jesus.
Who knows that? Nobody. No. But that's what laser comes from. Taser.
Is it the same thing, just a different T?
Someone named it after the literary character Tom Swift.
Ooh. Does it start with Tom?
It does. Thomas.
Really? Close to Towser.
Pretty close.
Thomas A. Swift electrical resonance.
So close. Thomas A. Swift electric rifle.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, that's close, but you didn't get it. Mm-mm. Spam.
Oh.
We all love spam so much. We know that it is meat.
Are we talking about spam in the can or spam?
Oh, yeah, email. Spam in the can.
Oh, I thought we were talking about email. Specially processed something meat.
American?
Is that what it is?
It is.
Wow. American meat. Made of Americans.
Sims.
Those are the people in that little game.
Mm-hmm. Or the card in your phone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Simulated identification mini?
So close. Subscriber identification module.
Oh, not actually close.
Zip code.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Wait. Zone identification.
So close. It's another I word, though.
Zone indication. Zone improvement.
Yes.
Place.
Plan.
Oh, that's stupid.
It is stupid, but that's zip code.
Okay.
Never would have known that.
No. I'm not doing so well.
You're doing better than most people. Radar.
Oh, wait. I used to know this. Radar, the little guy from MASH. I have no idea.
Radio detection and ranging.
No nobody's gonna. First of all, you're missing the first A.
No, it's RA, radio.
That's not how acronyms work.
That's how this acronym works.
That's not how it works.
You did. You got close to a lot of them. And you know what? They're hard. But I know you love an acronym.
I do.
And I wanted to just show you how many acronyms you already are aware of. You just don't know what the acronym is. True. You see?
True.
So you learned some things.
Yeah, I did. What's like, my acronym for my new job?
It's in progress because right now you're a manager and that doesn't really work. Because it's office and data manager, that's ODM.
Oh,
but once you become a director, when you know, earn your stripes, you'll be odd.
That's what I want.
Yeah. So just work up
to that.
So
what do I have to do?
You just have to be good at it.
Like a couple weeks?
Like maybe 6 months.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Aiming for the odd.
So I'll tell you a thing or two about a thing or two.
Oh, yeah. What?
So a couple months ago, you know how I have a hot tub? I started getting kind of a reaction from the hot tub.
Like what kind of reaction?
I would be itchy.
Yeah.
Kind of all over.
Right.
Like maybe hivey.
Like actual
like welts? A little bit of hives. Yeah.
Okay.
But mostly my vagina would be so inflamed and would blow up. Just huge.
Like how huge?
Like bigger than normal.
Could you get pants on?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can still get pants on. But it was alarming.
Mm.
And so.
Did you show Joel?
No.
Why?
I told Joel. Because we want to have some mystery in our
marriage.
I know,
but he's the medical professional.
Okay, that's great. I don't want him to look at my swollen vajayjay.
Okay.
He doesn't need to see that.
Was it just the lips that were swollen or just everything was swollen?
Mostly like the outside. Okay. It was not inside. It was just like an irritation.
Okay.
So I was like, fuck, do I have a yeast infection? Mm. So I haven't had one of those for decades. So I went and got the medicine for the yeast infection. I was like, maybe that's what I have. I didn't do the hot tub for a while and then everything was fine. Mm-hmm. And then I did the hot tub again. Worse this time.
And you still haven't roped Joel into this conversation?
No, I have. I've okay. told him. And I just haven't shown him. So he completely cleaned the hot tub and like got it all back in shape. Still happening. Then we went away for this vacation where they had a hot tub.
Right.
That was chlorine based. Got in and out of that a couple times. Fine.
Wait, so pause.
Mm.
Did you at any point ask Joel?
Mm.
If he has changed his
yes.
methodology. And he,
and
said
he
no.
had not.
Okay.
Since the year before. We've been using bromide, which turns into bromine. I don't know. Whatever. Okay. It's not chlorine. It's supposed to be gentler. Come home. He changes everything to chlorine.
Oh, okay.
I get in it last night. Get out. Not as bad. Very mild. But a little bit of itchy itch.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm hoping that there's just like traces of bromine still.
Maybe.
Because I don't know how you get rid of all of it.
Or maybe it's psychosomatic.
Maybe, but that sucks. I really like my hot tub.
Well, meditate on not getting a puffy vagina.
I'm just, it's not comfortable. Okay.
I didn't know that you were still having a reaction.
Well, I didn't either until last night.
So did you wake up in the middle of the night with it?
Yeah. It wasn't as bad, though. It was a little...
All right, well, that's tolerable.
Well, is it?
Yeah.
Day after day? No.
Well, do you get in the hot tub every night?
No, but I would like to think that I could get in the hot tub and not have a swollen, itchy cooter.
All right, so I'm going to ask a question that's kind of gross.
Okay, gross.
Have you tried having sex with a mild, itchy cooter?
I have not. In fact... It kind of makes me do the opposite. Like, I don't want to.
You might want to try it.
You think it might be good?
This is a long time ago.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I remember having a lot of sex.
Yeah.
And
you had a lot of sex?
Well, in the beginning of a relationship,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And to the point where I had a mildly swollen, itchy cooter. You know what I'm talking about. Right?
Uh-huh.
Like scabs. I don't even know.
What?
Well, no, I don't know what makes a cooter... itchy, but like a lot of rubbish.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, or an STD.
But then sex with a mildly itchy cooter?
Yeah.
Was fantastic.
Really?
That's why I think people don't get their yeast
Ew.
Infections cured.
No. If you've ever had one, which you haven't.
No, I have not.
You would
not.
Know that that is not a good reason.
Wouldn't you like somebody
Unbearable.
To go in there and scratch it with their
Absolutely.
Cock?
Absolutely. In fact, I want to take a fork. and do it.
Okay, but I'm just saying,
a cock isn't the thing. No, you want to get rid of that. There's no one keeping that because it's satisfying.
Wait, I just thought of a product. For those people who enjoy keeping their yeast infections around. No, just hear me out.
All right.
Hear
me out.
Mm-hmm. Condoms that have sharp fins on the outside.
Or like the scrubby things?
Yes.
Okay, but if you're keeping a yeast infection, I don't understand you. You are not my people. I don't get you. Why do I have such a sensitive Susan? I mean, come on.
Well,
I don't anyway, know. I just threw that out there in case somebody else has had any hot tub related incidents.
So I'm imagining you and Joel inviting me over one night to get in the hot tub solo. Mm. You're sitting on your couch. I get in naked. I enter the hot tub and all of a sudden it's like an Alka-Seltzer fizz. My cooter neutralizes everything. I mean,
it could work.
Well, I'm free. I mean,
you do have a magical cooter.
I am free Friday and Saturday of this week.
I mean, it could happen. And then the pH just changes. Yep. And I am good to go.
And I toddle off happily.
Bring your magic.
I think that's all I have.
Okay.
Socials.
Please visit us on our socials, at all of our socials. Please also visit us on momswipesleft.com because weirdly enough, that's our website. Call us on our telephone, 207-L201, that's E-L, as in the word E-L. It's an E and an L. 201.
Thank you for listening, and we will see you freaks next week.
Goodbye.